Special Decree containing specific regulations. Efforts deployed to this effect are not reactive responses to individual incidents, but are part of a broader effort to promote a culture of human rights, taking into account international recommendations for preventing and addressing acts of ill-treatment. The Hellenic Police's implementation of these provisions is continuously monitored, and when necessary, additional measures are promptly taken. Cases are reported weekly in electronic format to the Greek Ombudsman for information or possible further actions as required. The provisions of the above-mentioned Law 4700 of 2020 are designed to safeguard the exercise of the right of assembly within a reasonable institutional framework based on the principles of necessity and proportionality that guide all police actions. This law clearly defines the power of police authorities while ensuring judicial protection for those affected by police measures. As a result, the law fully respects freedom of assembly. To prevent arbitrary enforcement of Law 4703 of 2020, the legislator has introduced procedural safeguards. For instance, any prohibition or dissolution of public assemblies requires a specifically justified decision grounded in very serious reasons from the competent police or port authority in line with the law and must also have the prior approval of the judicial authority, the president of the first instance court and prosecutor respectively. Additionally, Article 12 of Law 4703 of 2020 allows the organizer of a public assembly to appeal against decisions regarding prohibition, dissolution, or restrictions, providing further protection against potential misuse of police authority. In topics related to paragraph 24, the Greek police imposed assembly bans during COVID-19 by virtue of a legislative act adopted in March 2020, ratified subsequently by law, based on exceptionally public health concerns and epidemiological data. Greece's primary aim is to promote the right of assembly, not to restrict it unnecessarily. Provisions of Law 4703 on prohibition are applied sparingly when strictly necessary. In 2023, out of 4,626 rallies on small scale in their vast majority, only three were banned, and in previous years, similar minimal restrictions were applied. The Hellenic Police prioritize the de-escalation and the use of soft methods such as mediation and communication to manage assemblies, with repression used only as a last resort. Tear gas and riot squads will only be used as a last operational option in case incidents break out between demonstrators or attacks against the police forces involved, following the principles of necessity, proportionality and leniency. During the pandemic, March 2020 to May 2021, 34 cases of alleged excessive police force against demonstrators and journalists were recorded, prompting administrative investigations. Of these, 10 cases were closed and sent to the Greek Ombudsman for review. Four are ongoing and four are pending trial. One case is awaiting a decision on higher disciplinary penalties. Three resulted in lesser disciplinary actions, and 12 were filed as far as disciplinary review is concerned. To investigate allegation of excessive police force on November 17th of 2020 in Athens, the Hellenic Police ordered a preliminary administrative examination assigned to a senior officer while the Ombudsman was informed. After the investigation, the material was sent to the Ombudsman for review of both its formal and substantive completeness. The Ombudsman requested further completion of the investigation, and after this completion and before a decision was taken, the investigative material was resent to the Ombudsman. The case is ongoing and further action will be taken once the findings of the Ombudsman have been received. And now I give the floor to my colleague, Mr. Tolias, for further information.
Thank you very much. The use of the surveillance systems of the Attica Police Operations Directorate in the context of public open-air assemblies that take place within the time and territorial limits provided by the respective issued decision